please allow me to talk about the business situation of our second quarter. First of all, in regard to the business strategy in the Japanese market, we will continue to expand on this. In the enterprise area, we have the X-Gen IPS, which is tipping point, and we have the efforts towards SoCs. And in the consumer area, we have the home network, mobile security, and also we have talked about the aspects of what we're doing in IoT. In regard to the enterprise market, as already mentioned, there is the tipping point and the SoC initiative, and we have also conveyed to you what we're planning for the consumer market. And in regard to IoT, we have security solutions. We have collaborations in place. And now I would like to talk about what progress we have been able to achieve. In regard to the enterprise and consumer business of the second quarter, first, we have the Hybrid Infrastructure Protection, HIP. On a global basis, Trend Micro Japan has continued to win in this market, including the Asian market. And there was an event, VMware Partner Leadership Summit 2018. And for 2 years consecutively, in the technology ISV category, we won the Global Partner Innovation Award for 2 years in a row. And the collaboration with VMware has been especially strong in Japan, which indicates how successful our deep security business has been here. Second, in regard to the SOC area, we have targeted this. And in regard to the detection of ATPs to prevent the expansion of attacks, we have the MDR, Managed Detection and Response, and a trial project with InfoSec has been announced, and they have been using deep discovery. And when some incident occurs, there are endpoint efforts, including forensics, that will be carried out. An announcement was made about this, and already this project is underway. Things are quite successful in deep security, and we have 25% growth on a year-over-year basis. And in terms of sales, we have achieved plus 13% over the previous year in terms of new sales. And there have been cases where we have been providing things free of charge, and we may have been said to have lost business opportunities. But AWS wanted to have their environment used, targeting startup companies. And so therefore, in that area, for the startup company's security purposes, we have deployed deep security. And they were initially not users of deep security users. But once they grow, then they get free server coverage. But after that, it would be on a, once it expands, then it would be on a paid basis. And so therefore, it would be possible for us to grow the business here. And so we have announced our effort to support startup companies. Next, tipping point. We have a large growth here, especially these are all new users. So what is notable is the fact that in a single order, it could well be 200 million yen or more. And this is in the OT systems in factories. And tipping point would be offering integrated functions with deep security to look at internal threats in factories. And in Q3, there has been a major deal in tipping point that we have been able to get in the third quarter. So within Japan, we have started up the tipping point business quite successfully. Next, user protection. On a year-over-year basis, we have 19% increase in sales and a 37% year-over-year increase in new sales. And we have the gateway security appliance, which is doing quite well. Cloud Edge is growing on a monthly basis. We're seeing more and more companies handling this, so that there are close to 3,000 units per month going out. And the year-over-year growth in sales is 201%, and we have been increasing the number of customers as well. And there's the partnership with NTT. They had UTM up until now. But since we have our cloud functions available, it'll be possible to monitor the situation of customers through the cloud. And so it would be possible to carry out service business. And if monitoring of service business is carried out, then the situation of PCs can be detected and additional service business can be generated. So this could act as a core to generate new service business and to establish an ecosystem. So it's not just a matter of providing a UTM, but cloud-based security business that we can offer is well matched to what they are trying to do. And in terms of the handling and sales of Cloud Edge, we have seen an increase in the number of partners. And for security for cloud applications, including Office 365, we're able to get very big deals in the second quarter. So the cloud application services have been moving forward, including Box and so on, is growing steadily. And for the consumer market in Japan, we are doing quite well in the large discount houses. We have been going forward. The other vendors are dropping share, so we have continued to grow. And when it comes to the sales agents of mobile phones, including Docomo shops, when people purchase smartphones, clerks talk about the importance of security and they can do security settings at the stores. So the business model is showing growth in the consumer area. On a year-over-year basis, it's increasing by 2.4 times. We're also getting involved in home network security. If you go to the stores, then you'll see that there are smart TV corners or connected appliances. And you can see our smartphone network security products are displayed. And in those discount stores, there are explanations made about the necessity of these kind of products so that our sales is growing. And if you look at the router corner, you can see that the Trend Micro is used in many of the routers for security purposes. And there's about 500,000 units being shipped in this area. And in the utility applications for the Macintosh, it's quite difficult to get Japanese Mac users to buy this, but if we include Europe and the United States, the Macintosh utility software that can be used free of charge as well as on a paid basis, and this is now being growing into a level of several hundred million yen. Next, IoT. In regard to IoT, in the area of network security, in new network environments, for new network virtualization efforts. In this area, we had the security functions that are being provided. We have the network function virtualization suite that has been announced, and starting from the second half of this month, we're able to offer this. And there have been verification trials carried over the past 2 years. So we've made confirmation of this technology, and we have been looking at the timing to see when the carriers will deliver this. And it will not just be in Japan. We have been negotiating about this outside of Japan as well. And about 1 month ago, NTT Docomo has made an announcement in this area, and they have talked about our company as well in the 5G open cloud. There are various application vendors that are involved, altogether about 1,000. But there are six that were especially focused upon for a collaboration. And as a security vendor, Trend Micro was the only company that remained among the top six. And our name was announced as well. And in the area of 5G validation, we are a candidate vendor.
Function Suite.
Virtual Network Function Suite, VNFS, functionality will be used here. Security for IoT device, router-related business. We have already shipped more than 500,000 in Japan. And IoT security supporting devices are now being verified. It includes gateways for factories. We have completed the verification process, and we are ready to announce some of them. SafeLock for point of sales in Japan. If something happens, you can lock it down. This is a very important solution for factories, and this was developed in Japan and has been available for several years. Now it's available in North America as well. So safe lock for factories, and also portable security, which makes it even easier to deploy. So now this is available not just in Japan, but globally. That's all from me. Thank you very much.